Will 2010 be the year of the tablet computer? This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. You've probably heard that Apple is rumored to be working on a tablet computer, a device that will fill space between a MacBook and the iPhone, iPod Touch devices. We learned recently that Microsoft is fairly far along in the development of a new tablet called the Courier. It's expected to have side-by-side 7-inch screens with multi-touch and stylus inputs. Then there's the CrunchPad being developed by Michael Arrington, founder of the TechCrunch blog, which is billed as a web tablet. The big question is whether there's space to fill in the market between those tiny netbook computers and full-featured laptops. Brad Linder, editor of the tech blog Lilliputing, is skeptical of the tablet concept because the method for data input is likely to be awkward.
It ignores a lot of what people do on the web these days, which is send emails, write documents, leave comments on blogs. And a lot of these features really do require text input. And I think text input is sort of the big question mark for me about all of these potential tablet devices. How are you going to send an email? Is it going to be through handwriting recognition, voice recognition, an on-screen keyboard? When you're using something like an iPhone, the on-screen keyboard makes a lot of sense because you can hold it and use both of your thumbs and hold them sort of close together. But an on-screen keyboard with a 10-inch tablet or even a 7- or 8-inch tablet, your thumbs aren't going to reach from one end to the other if you're holding it with your left and right hand on the left and right sides of the computer. So I'm not really sure about the text input side of things. So I'm curious as well what the target audience is here.
If one of these projects were to succeed, do you think it would be Microsoft or Apple or the CrunchPad from Michael Arrington? What do you think has the best chance of finding a market?
The Apple tablet probably has a pretty good chance because Apple has a really good track record with the iPhone and the iPod Touch of showing use scenarios that people hadn't even really thought about before, and then they sort of grab it and say, this makes sense. Why hasn't my phone been doing this all along? It's possible that Apple's got some really great usage scenario for an Apple tablet that I just haven't really thought of.
Right, because the question is, can you wedge another product category in the food chain? Because you've got the mini computer, which is a smartphone, and then you have netbooks, then you have laptops, and then you have desktops, sort of. Is there room anywhere in there for something else? Or is there just no space to be filled?
Right. I mean, if netbooks never happened, if the last 2 years just didn't exist in terms of low-cost computing devices, these tablets might be exactly what everybody was clamoring for. But unfortunately, what has happened is the idea of a 3-pound or lighter, the 10-inch or smaller $400 or less computer has become a reality. And so if you want something that provides a lot of the functionality of a full-size computer that you can take with you more easily, get up to 10 hours or more of battery life out of, that exists.
Brad Linder with Lilliputing.com. To learn more about tablet computers, visit the Future Tense website at futuretense.publicradio.org. I'm John Gordon.